crank up the volume and get ready. It's time for Independent Artist Spotlight, right here on MusicRanchRadio.com.
All right, here we are, 7 o'clock here at the Music Ranch.
Yeah.
And, man, we've got some great guests with us tonight.
We're already having fun.
Yeah, we had more fun, we'd be a runaway. Are you there, Levi?
I am here. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I do now.
All right.
Just get on
there,
that, baby. There you go. Yeah, we got her. All right, so here's the thing. Tonight we got the great rock group Stranded by Choice.
Yeah. And wait to hear this.
Yeah, no kidding. And we got Sean over there, too. Say hello, Sean.
Hey, Sean.
Hello.
He doesn't have a mic, so.
Yeah. Well, we could get him one, but we're afraid to because we know Sean.
Yeah. We've already had to warn him, I guess.
No seven-second delay here. But I love the British. Was it hello? Hello?
Hello.
Hello. So, man, we're just I'm so excited. I've been thinking about this all day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about you, but
I have.
Yeah, we've been talking about it.
I've been thinking about it since a week ago.
Just getting Levi out of the field was enough to make us kind of pretty excited about it. So here's what I think we should do, boys. Before we have a little chit chat, I think we should just kick off with one and just wet everybody's whistle here.
See what all they right. sound
what,
like.
What are you playing?
We're gonna do Hell Roaring. Just get right. right off of
there
that.
There it is.
Huh?
All right.
I hear a bullet in the house. Yeah. There. Everybody raise their right hand. Here we go. Here's Hell Roaring by Stranded by Choice.
Across the ocean.
All right, a true rock and roll ending.
Yeah, hope you guys had that up loud.
Yeah, turn it up. If you're not, if you're listening in, which I know you are, shout out to the folks up in Bozeman. Go ahead and turn it up. Turn those sonos up, Levi, and rock that house up there. So listen, was there a motivation behind that song? Do you know anything about that? Or, you know, I mean.
We like to tell everybody that it's open to interpretation. So, you know, you can kind of think whatever you want, but sounds we always like, have, so, I don't know if it's a joke or if it's real, but it's about a van that can like the ZZ Top has the car that can like fly through space, you know, and
right.
It's kind of like our version, but a van that you can do, but you know, it's whatever you want to think, pretty much.
All right, well, let's talk about the evolution of the band, because when you guys first started, I remember back you guys were, you know, you were just bore-ass kids, and you still are. But but when you first started, you guys were almost kind of a country rock feel.
Yep. Yeah, we had Sean wasn't even in the band back then, and it was we had different members. Me and Rich are the only ones in the band still that were in it from the
original founding members.
Not the original, because I guess you can go back like into the 2000s, and Rich had it when he was in high school, I think, is when he started it. And I wasn't in that at that point. And then I joined in 2012, and they weren't really, like, they didn't keep going that whole time. It was kind of a reunion show, and their drummer couldn't make it. So I showed up and played the gig, and then I've just been doing it ever since.
Voila, there you are, playing drums, man. Yeah. Well, hey, rippin' ride there, Sean, by the way.
Thank you
very
much.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, so if you guys, that guitar player in that song was, he's right here with us, too.
Levi's a drummer. Sean, so. You know, Sean just doesn't look like a rocker, you know what I mean?
No.
What?
I mean, you can't tell by the hair dragging on the ground or the. But he's a quiet guy. And I was wondering why he was quiet. And then, you know, we were drinking some Willys one night, and then I figured out why he's quiet. And but that's okay, Sean. I mean, you know, some of us are that way. I'm that way a lot. I mean, you know what I'm saying? So then you guys started out as country rock, and then you lost one of your members that was actually kind of the guy that was more of a country rock kind of guy.
Yeah, yeah. And then, you know, we went through a bunch of different members, not a bunch, probably about four, I'd say, over the years, just trying to figure out. And then, you know, one of them went to college, and one of them moved to West Virginia, and one of them was, you know, a teacher in a, you know, a few hours away. And so right. We just kind of had to find people that were close by and that were kind of on the same page, sure. Which we did, you know, obviously.
Yeah, so, well, I'm telling you, man, you guys got to go on now.
Tuned in pretty good now.
Yeah.
What do you think, Greg? Come on now. You're an old rocker.
I'm loving it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, what's not to love, man?
Well, on the break, you guys are talking. I got my headphones on, so.
So you guys,
or one of them, anyway.
You guys went over. I mean, you did this right to this album, The Stranded by Choice. You know, you paid the big money. You went and did it at the right places. Sent it off to Andre Wall up there in Canada, who did, he did some stuff for Pink Floyd, didn't he?
Yeah, I think he did some live stuff for him, and then he did, I think he was telling me, some Rush and some other bands, some pretty big bands throughout
You have a music video to that song, too.
We do have a music video to that
song. Look that one up. How did we find that?
You just go to YouTube and type in Stranded by Choice. Should be
all right.
There.
Oh, yeah,
we have two videos up right now, so that's...
Yeah, you just did one, a couple months ago.
Right? Yeah, I think April.
Is that the one with the trucks, or a different one?
No, that's a different one. That's for The Voice, which I'm sure we'll hear tonight. Yeah.
The what?
And they're called battle tractors.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, every farmer's got a bunch of battle tractors.
They're actually called buck rakes. Nobody knows that, but...
I do.
Well, you do.
But that's because I'm older than dirt, you know? Well, listen, so do you want to tell me about Alive from Inside? Does, you know...
Alive Inside?
Yeah.
Sean wrote this tune.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, well,
the majority of this tune.
Pass the microphone
over. All right, here you go, Sean.
What do you want to know about this song?
Well, what's the... how did it come about? I mean, you know, what were you thinking when you wrote it?
Oh, just wanted to come up with a down south banjo lick kind of thing. A lot of open string stuff. And I don't know, just put it through a fuzzy guitar and it came out pretty well. Kind of a southern rock jam.
Are you a banjo player, Sean?
No, I'm not, but I do, strangely enough, come up with a lot of banjo sounding riffs.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know.
We got a new one in the works, too.
Yeah, it's. Cool.
Now, did you write any of the lyrics on that song?
No. I think Rich primarily writes all the lyrics.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you you are the man with
built the foundation
the
on this.
Yeah.
I come up with the consonants he uses.
There you go.
Adjectives.
Yeah, he spell checks everything.
Yeah. You guys are in trouble if Levi's coming up with the adjectives. All right, man. Well, let's do this song, Alive Inside. We got to kind of move along because you guys got a rather long album here.
That's fairly long.
We're trying
long,
to squeeze
yeah.
us into an hour. We're going to make it happen, though. And, you know, because we got to get a Willie's commercial in there somewhere.
Yeah,
you
got it.
You know, so. Here's Alive Inside, Stranded by Choice. We'll be right back.
My, that is a delicious adult beverage. What is that?
Well, that's Willie's Montana Honey Moonshine.
Where's Willie's?
Well, take 85 south from Belgrade, 8 miles to Four Corners, then ride on 84 west past the Madison River. Don't forget your fly rod, 29 miles to the Norris Junction stop at the stop sign and go left for 16 miles. Pull into the town pump in Enniskan and ask them, where's Willie's? Or you could just ask for it at your local watering hole. Willie's Distillery, spirits of the American West. 312 Main, Ennis, Montana. Willie'sDistillery.com.
All right, 7:18 here at the Music Garage. So where is Willie's? Well, I know where it is right now.
We had to have one after that song.
Yeah,
that was
Man, that was intense, man. And, you know, we were talking about Mr. Feely. And as usual, you know, I knew all his uncles and go way back with Rich. The thing with Rich is so amazing when you talk to him. You know, he's nothing like when you hear him sing.
Yeah.
Do you agree? Oh,
I agree.
Yeah, it's like, how you doing today, Rich? Oh, man, I'm doing okay.
No. You know?
And then you hear him go, you know, it's crazy, man. He's got it going on. And, well, you guys do. I mean, great band.
Yeah.
We're all right, yeah.
What do you got?
I feel
got a
special
question.
Sitting next to these guys.
I know it. You know, I'm starting to feel kind of a little rock and rollish myself just sitting next to him. Especially Sean, because, I mean, you know, he's Levi. I sit next to him all the time.
Yeah.
Crap at him. But
he does. He throws straws at me all the time.
And in case you don't know, Levi also plays drums for Big Jim and the Twins.
I do.
So he goes from rock grass to rock.
Real rock.
Yeah.
And he makes that transition quite well, I might add, because it would take me a while. You'd have to retrain me to go from one to another. But,
it's easy after you've been drinking this
Willie's
Honey Moonshine.
You guys like
juice. I do like this stuff.
Yeah, Willie's Honey Moonshine. Good stuff. Mm-hmm. Greg, you got to have something you want to ask these guys. See, I know them also. I mean, you know. It's not fair for me. Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, I did ask. What did I ask before? The guitars. You got two guitar players that do what Sean does. So they do the same thing. They share. And then you have who else in the band? You have
Rich and me, pretty much. Yep. And Levi.
Levi does what? The drums. I think I am a
drummer, yep. And then, I hit circles with sticks.
Yeah. Very well, I might add.
Huh? There's one more person in the band.
Scott.
Yeah, Waddington.
Yeah, we already said that. Scott.
Scott Waddington, in case you don't know.
The other guitar player,
yep.
Right?
Yeah. And then Sir Waddington, you can call him anytime. Sir Waddington, yeah. Or Scooter, you can call
him
Scooter.
He's been knighted, has he?
Yeah, he's been knighted.
Okay.
Yeah.
I came over to the studio where you guys are recording, and it was a real pleasure to watch you two guitar players work together because it's such a natural transition for them to see him do that. And we were talking about that off the air, which is sometimes the best radio. And we said that, it's always on one song, if one guy takes the lead first, then on the next song, the other guy takes the lead first. So it's, you guys got kind of a democracy going on, man. Maybe you guys should go to Washington. Crazy.
Maybe.
Help us out a little bit.
Yeah, we got it figured out.
So the next song up is Black Seed. And I know there's got to be a story here.
Black Seed, this is the oldest Stranded by Choice song, and we have played it at every gig we've ever played.
Really?
Yep, some of these tunes we've cut, some of these we've, you know, maybe just not played, not had enough time to play.
Right.
This song has always been, am I right? Yep.
Every single show.
Mm-hmm. Every show, and I've played it since day one.
Now, do you guys usually try to cover the album at a show?
No, it usually is based on how much time we have, and then we have new songs that we're working in.
No covers?
No, we do.
We have time.
We have, I think, three. We do like a Zeppelin medley, Godzilla by Blue Oyster Cult, and Jimi Hendrix's Machine Gun.
So your whole show is mainly your songs?
Yeah, mainly.
Oh, that's cool.
And the reason why we do Machine Gun is because it gives kind of a, there's no lyrics to it, so it gives Rich kind of a break, I guess, for his voice.
His voice.
Yeah, we put it about halfway. So
I hear you, man. I, and you guys are a treat to watch. I mean, I've only seen you a couple times, and but it's an experience. I mean,
well, I'm waiting for their 6:30 show because these 1 o'clock shows just doesn't work for me.
I know it. It's like, you know, the headliner starts
1 a.m.
I read it.
Yeah,
like,
a.m.
Yeah, the headliner's coming on at midnight. Are you kidding me, man? I've been in bed for 2.5 hours. You know? So, but that's the way it goes. You know, that's when you're young like these boys, rock star.
I used to be out there.
Yeah, I mean, I was. Yeah, they're back in
I'm
the
an
day,
old rock
know?
Star.
Back in the day, I could stay up till 1. But, yeah. You know, not anymore. All right, let's do Black Seed. What's this song about, by the way?
Open to interpretation.
Oh, another one of those. Okay.
It reminds me of the Bogart Jones band. That's where they
giggle every time we ask them.
We say open to interpretation, but
mostly we don't even know what it's about. So yeah, that's why we're asking you. We're actually asking you. What
who
it's
wrote
about,
this one?
So. Rich did.
Yep. Rich writes them all.
Oh, well,
yeah, he writes them all.
All right, let's listen to it and see if we can figure out what the hell this song's about. Here he is, Black Seed by Stranded by Choice. right, there you go. Stranded by Choice, Black Seed.
Oh, there it is.
Man, that's a happening tune. All you guys' stuff is cool, you know.
Well, thanks.
Yeah.
And who? Anybody interpret anything out of that? So.
Yeah. Yeah. Let us know. Hey, no go, call me. I don't care.
Yeah, I have no idea what it was about. It was about a black seed.
That's right.
And speaking of seeds, isn't that what do you do on your spare time there, Levi?
Oh, I do farm a little bit here and there.
Hay and
yep.
The big Montana ranching.
Yep. We have a hay farm outside of town here in Red Lodge, actually.
Nice. So
that's what I've been doing for... since we got back from tour, I think.
Yes,
so.
Indeed.
How did the tour go, by the way? And where did you go on the tour?
We went to Oregon, and it was good.
Didn't you do Seattle, too?
Yep, we did Seattle. Yeah, we went across.
Spokane?
Did we play Spokane? No, we didn't play Spokane this time. Last 2 years, we played Spokane.
How long was that? How many shows?
Was there eight? Nine shows.
God, Sean, thanks for...
Eight or nine.
Levi was there for seven of them.
Hey, we're just, you know, enjoying this Willie's.
Where's Willie's?
So I can get a bit forgetful.
So nine shows in how many days? 10?
I think there was 10, yeah.
Ooh,
wow.
10 days. That's a cruise.
Yeah, it was fun.
What was the furthest you had to drive between shows?
Oh.
Overnight, Salem to...
Yeah. We left. No, Portland.
Portland, Ellensburg.
But that day, we technically did leave Salem. So we got done playing in Portland, and we just decided to drive to Ellensburg, Washington through the night.
Who did most of the driving?
I did.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And good crowds?
Yeah.
Where you were?
It was good. It was a good little tour. Sold a bunch of stuff. So
merch?
Yep, merchandise and... which is available on StrandedByChoiceBand.com.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Where do we get all this stuff?
Yep,
CDs?
Go to StrandedByChoiceBand.com, and you will find everything you could possibly imagine.
I personally have a lot of Stranded by Choice merch.
You do?
I have one hanging
up right there, I see.
Right? And I'm always in. I got my cap up front. My wife is all dressed up in Stranded by Choice garb, and, you know, that's the way it works.
Do you guys have vinyls?
We do.
You do?
Yep. Oh. We have them.
Yeah, you guys spent the money and did this whole deal right, man. I mean, you know. How are the vinyl sales going, by the way?
Pretty good. We don't got a whole lot left.
Wow.
You know, people are getting back into that heavily.
I know.
My college turntable turned over to my boys, and they have it all set up and loving it.
Oh, wait. Yep. We have to take a little short break here.
Where's Willie?
There we go.
So, pause.
That would be the nectar of the gods, I'm thinking.
Yes.
So, what do you guys got planned for the future? Where are you going? You know, I never ask Levi this. Where are you going or what you're going to do with it? Because he always tells me the same thing. So, I'm going to ask Sean, you know, what's your goals with the band, Sean?
Oh, we want to do it for a living, you know. It's what we've been doing since we were kids. All we've thought about.
Is it harder to sell the rock band thing than, say, your average, schmo show?
These days, I would almost say so. It doesn't seem like rock is on the top of everyone's must-see list or must-listen-to list anymore, which is strange for the first time in a long time. But, you know... doing everything we can, trying to stay true to it.
Well, I admire you for that. You know, it's like, you know, we talk about this a lot, like with Blackberry Smoke, which you guys are not that far off of that vein.
They're a little bit more country.
They're more of a southern rock kind of a, but here's the deal,
you go
man.
Between Color of Chaos to Blackberry Smoke.
Exactly.
They came out with that new
album, and before it even had radio play, it was number one, number two, and number three. Number one on the rock charts, number two on the country charts. Number one on the country charts, number two on the rock charts, and number three on Americana. And so you guys are so close. You're right in there with that, you know. But that does kind of amaze me because it's like L.A., you know, and talking to some of the musicians like Leroy and Trace, you know, down in L.A., it's the pay-to-play kind of thing, and you got to go sell tickets to your shows and all this stuff.
Right.
And it's kind of a shame because good old rock is good old rock, man. I don't care how you look at it.
Well, you can hear it. Turn the speakers up.
But, I mean, I admire you guys for hanging in there. I just was waiting to see how long before you make a little change.
Yeah, we're closing in, we hope.
Make a little change to make a little change.
Yeah. We've had a pretty good year so far. 2017's been good to us.
Merchandise sales have been pretty good.
Yeah. Year, so. Well, every time I turn around, you guys are playing like at the pub station or somewhere. I mean,
yeah, we're at Rockin' the Rivers in a week.
Wow, so, that'll be a good one. That'll be a good luck up there.
That'll be a good one.
You guys will tear it up.
Probably. Is it like 1 a.m. show again? Or
no, it's 4:30 to 5:15.
So, that could be mine.
There you go. That could be it.
Very reasonable. Trip up there, man. That's in my time zone now. So, Burn the Liar. Anybody in the band a liar? I'm just checking.
We all
was
are.
There a fifth guy that was a liar? Maybe?
Yeah, he got burned. I guess is what you could say. But
hardest song to write on the album.
Hardest song to record. Mm-hmm. And we actually don't play it that much anymore.
Really?
Yeah, it's just kind of got pushed out with the new songs we've been working in, so which has to happen, you know, to some.
So is it kind of one of those deals where you have a handful that you know, you get the best response from, so obviously you play those?
Yeah.
That more than anything.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem to go over well live for one.
Really?
It's a little, it's great to listen to on the CD, though. Like, mm-hmm. I love listening to the song, mm-hmm. but you can just kind of tell that for live, it kind of puts a little dip into the performance, which is not a bad thing, you know.
Well, I know a performance.
You got to play the crowd, you know, and you know, if there's 100, you know, drunk screaming people on the crowd, they're not going to want to hear a more. I'm going to do air quotes ballad. You know, it's not really a ballad either, but it's
all right. We got to hear it.
Here, play it.
All right, here we go. Called "Burn the Liar," Strata by Choice, and this is their dip in the show.
Can't get away, and you think each tomorrow
All right, well, here's what I've got to say about that.
Anything about a ballad?
If that's a dip in the show, I want to be there for the upside, because that thing's happening, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think it's a great song. I think you guys should play it. I mean, that's just my opinion.
Well, we don't not play it sometimes, but, you know, it's the song that usually gets pushed aside if we have a new song that we want to try out at a show.
It's too hard for us to play.
Yeah, we don't even know how to. Honestly, yeah.
Kind of like Rush, you can't duplicate it.
Yeah, pretty much.
I get it.
Like, what do we do?
All right, so the next one's called The Circle. Now, just will the circle be on? No, that's not it.
Nope.
It's not even close.
No, it is close. No.
Something tells me that you weren't thinking that at all.
This song was off of the album that we released in 2014 called The Circle.
Really?
Yeah. And so I think this is the second oldest song that we play.
Yes.
And it's the longest song that we play.
This is the P song.
And
now, let me ask you about that album, because here's the thing. You guys did an album, you thought you were going to do it all yourself and blah, blah, blah. Remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
It was a bad idea. You mixed it and you did. And it sucked really bad, right?
No. Rich did a good job.
He did it. He did a good job working with the material, with the tools that we had.
That's right. Love me like a brother, Rich, but nope.
But, so we're not, saying that we don't like that album. We like all the songs. A lot of the songs off that album are on this album.
Right.
It was just kind of, we were working with what we had, we hadn't played enough shows to kind of really get money. We didn't have any merch at the time either, so we didn't have any money to really put into a actual album.
Big project,
and so, I think of it more as like a demo. It was bands.
What they have.
Yeah, bands have demos. We just, kind of got together all the resources we had and
see, I'm just being that, I'm being hard on you. I'm just.
I know you are.
I remember the first time you brought it over to me. And this is what happens to me: is people bring me stuff and they go, "What do you think?" And I'm going, "Oh my God, here we go."
You can't lie.
Yeah, I just can't tell a lie. And I told Levi, I go, "Where's the drums?" And he goes, "Well, they're kind of there." And I said, "No, they're kind of not." And
the cymbals were there.
Yeah, the cymbals were there.
Anyway,
what a good starting
point. Now we're here.
Now,
and that was a long time before we did this album.
Well, here's the thing this is the point I was trying to drive home without being too brutal on you, is the difference between that demo and this album is just, light years. And I got to tell you, man, the transition is so amazing to me. And that's the point I wanted to bring up. I wasn't trying to drill you on the other one, but it's like, what I'm saying?
And how good this one is.
Yeah, exactly. The talent is just unbelievable to start with. And it just makes such a huge difference when you're able to do it right. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So, kudos to you guys for doing it, spending the money, and you'll be paying for it till you're 50, but that happens. But I got to tell you, man, you guys, if you haven't, the people listening in, if you don't have this album, you need to get it. It's called Hell Roaring and it's Stranded by Choice. Grab the vinyl if they got it.
Stranded by Choice.
Yeah,
you can find band.com.
If you're into Spotify, it's on Spotify. It's on
So
iTunes, Amazon.
Are you saying they can download it for free on Spotify?
They can't download it for free. I think we get paid like maybe a tenth of a cent every time you play it. But hey, that's something.
Play it all day.
Yeah, play it all day long.
Don't download it for free. Whatever you do, make sure they get paid. Go to iTunes, let them get paid.
Yeah,
and
iTunes,
better yet,
Amazon.
Go to their show and buy it off the stage.
Yep.
They'll sign it.
We'll send you a hard copy and we'll write you a little note and everything on there.
Yeah, I agree. Ooh, we got viewers that are just tuning in, and wow, that's amazing.
Well, hello.
Yeah, say hello to everybody out there in texting land. And so we're going to play The Circle because I can hardly wait to hear this song. Stranded by Choice, we got the boys in the studio, at least half of them, and we're having a hell of a good time. We hope you guys are. And we're going to be hard-pressed to get everything in here because it's a great album. So we're going to move along. This is called The Circle. We'll be right back.
space that's in between. So do what you want, say what you will. The circle is spinning, never still. Call out your girl, call out your girls. It won't control the universe. The fall of the earth, rise of the sun. It's ever spinning, never. We'll be right back.
right, there you go. Stranded by Choice, this circle. Yeah. And I was just saying, man, there's a couple little parts of there that remind me of the Doors. Jim Morrison.
Yeah.
And, man, I mean, that's some good stuff.
You know, it's cool, too, seeing Levi play the air drums next to me here.
Yeah.
right along with
I love the stick spin. That's always good. So, Levi, you wanted to send a shout-out to some people, and let's just get it out get it out there, man.
Hey, Allison, if she's listening.
Hi, Allison.
She better be, right?
Hi. shout-out to you. Shout-out to my mom and my dad and my other family who's listening, probably my grandma.
Yeah.
Maybe grandma's, I don't know.
You said they're streaming it down at the Snag Bar. Right?
I think so,
Snag
yeah.
Bar.
Yeah, shout out to the Snag.
Hey, Snag.
Man, we should, we might have to head down there later, you know what I mean?
Maybe.
Just hang out and drink.
Especially when we run out of Willys.
I wonder if they have Willys. We'll never run out of Willys. There's trucks that back up here and drop that stuff off. You know what I mean?
Every.
But a big shout out to the Snag Bar for tuning in to Music Ranch Radio. We appreciate that.
Anybody you want to say hello to, Sean?
Well, it's broadcasting at the Snag. I'm sure Anthony Stroby's there. Give him a good shout out.
Anthony Stroby, yeah, there you go. Absolutely. All right, cool, man.
It is.
So, listen, we got to push along because we got a lot of stuff to squeeze into this hour, man. And the fire, anybody got anything good there?
The fire. It's the first song off the album.
Yeah.
I know it's played like, what is this, the sixth song we've played so far? But,
right. We'd like to mix them up, though.
Yeah, that's fine.
Pretty meat and potatoes rock song, kind of encompasses our band all into 3.5 minutes.
It's got some cool time signature changes and everything like that for all you music buffs.
For all you time signature change people. We know what you're talking about. You know what I'm saying? All right, here we go. The Fire, Stranded by Choice. We hope.
Oh.
There we go. at the fire here at musicranchradio.com every Wednesday night. Remember, man, it's Independent Artist Spotlight. And we have independent artists from, you know, some we have local, some we have national. And we are so fortunate tonight to have one of the greatest local rock groups you will hear in the Northwest. I'm not kidding.
I agree.
And Stranded by Choice, their new album, Hell Roaring. And we're going to go a little bit over. We usually do an hour, but by God, we got music to hear, and we're going to hear it. We're
all
gonna
right. Let's keep it up.
That's yeah. fun.
And we know we got a lot of folks listening in. Nobody has tuned out. Everybody's cool. just on the edge of their seat wanting to hear this stuff, and we're happy that they are. And, you know, Levi is you're kind of special to me. You know what I mean?
Oh, thank you.
The first time Levi ever played with me, I said... Now, Levi, before we start, I want you to know that I'm a little tough on drummers. He goes, oh, I've heard.
The straw flicking. What does he do to you? What else?
The first time I ever played with you was at the Billy Waldo show.
Yeah, no kidding. You were in high school.
I was. And, I wasn't even I was probably a sophomore.
Yeah,
honestly.
Levi was backstage. I said, hey, you want to get up and play on a big stage? And you know what? He said, yes. He never even winced. He goes, yes. And I told Paul, I go, hey, Paul, Levi's going to play some drums.
Go take a break.
And Dirt was like, great. I'm going to go drink some beer. And so Levi got up and played with us. And, man, I can't say enough about all you guys as musicians. I mean, you're awesome.
Well, just listen to
great them. Guitar players. Yeah. And, you know, I get such a kick out of Feely because he's, you know, he's the... He's kind of the voice of reason, would you say, in the band? I mean, he's likes to be, you know, he's the school teacher and the instructor and the guy that has to. But like I said, man, you throw a bass in his hand and give him a little rock and roll stage, and his head spins around a couple times, and he turns into that guy.
So Rich is a school teacher.
Yeah. Teaches music.
Wow. Yeah, music teacher. Very, very educated, great bass player, great guy, and I just admire all these guys. And I'll tell you, man, as you get older like I am and you see the young guys coming up, this is a great treat for me because we got some very talented people.
When you see the good ones like
this. Yeah, exactly. So listen, here's what happens. I always wonder at the end of a show, was there a question that I didn't ask somebody that you wished I would have?
I don't know. Man, I guess we haven't talked about the new music video at all.
Well, let's talk about the new music video.
Yeah, it was shot in our band trailer.
Well, I haven't seen that one either.
Some of it was. There was it's a cool video, and Sean Keeney, if he's listening too, shout out to him. But
hey, Sean.
He's been helping us out a lot recently, and he kind of helped shoot that video. Yeah. He was there. Yeah, he was there for a while. He helped edit it a lot.
Kind of producer, kind of a...
He put it... Yeah, he was good, and so did K&B Communications.
You know, K&B, we got to send a shout-out to those people.
Big shout-out to K&B. I'm telling John and Kate, yep.
They have made stuff happen for guys and bands, and I've got them... Sean Devine's talking about using them for a video of his. And I said, you know, you talk about a group of people that make it affordable...
Mm-hmm.
And that's the key, man. It's tough. It's tough nowadays to spend $5,000-$6,000 to do a video or whatever. And they are so into it that they make it very affordable, very easy for groups to make videos. And kudos to those guys, man. They do a great job.
Sure.
And they shot both of our videos with us. And Sean wasn't there for the first video, but he was there for the second video. And so did Joe Don Phillips was out there too, and you couldn't imagine, like, they helped so much just with the time they were there that it was
awesome. We needed all the help we could get.
Yeah.
Well, Sean drops out to the studio here once in a while. We visit back and forth.
Yeah.
Great guy, man.
Is this video also on YouTube?
Yep, it's on YouTube. We only have two music videos. We have some promo stuff in here and there, but... there's two official music videos.
And you can see them both off your website.
Yep.
If you go to the website,
you can see them on there. StrandedByChoiceBand.com. Go check it out.
StrandedByChoice.com.
All right, we're going to move along with In the Mood for Blood. Now, this sounds... I'm not even going to ask what this song is.
This is the Let's Get Drunk at the Bar tune.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. This is the it's got a little southernness to it.
Southern rockish feel.
10 minutes to write this one.
Yep, took about 10 minutes. So,
well, that's gotta be it.
Money well made on that one.
There you go. Stranded by Choice, In the Mood for Blood. Here we go.
Adult beverage. What is that?
Well, that's Willie's Montana Honey Moonshine.
Where's Willie's?
Well, take 85 South from Belgrade, 8 miles to Four Corners, then ride on 84 West past the Madison River. Don't forget your fly rod, 29 miles to the Norris Junction stop at the stop sign and go left for 16 miles. Pull into the town pump in Ennis and ask them, where's Willie's? Or you could just ask for it at your local watering hole. Willie's Distillery. Spirits of the American West. 312 Main, Ennis, Montana. Willie'sDistillery.com.
All right, 804 here at the Music Ranch. And, man, we are rolling like a big dog tonight.
Man, this is fun.
You know what? I feel 30 years younger just hanging out with these guys. So don't get, how about you, Rockstar?
And I'm sitting next to him. This is,
I know it.
I feel 35 years younger.
You know, that's what happens. You know, you're only as old as the people you hang out with. And tonight I feel like I'm, you know, in my 20s. And trust me, I was dangerous in my 20s. All right. So we've got Stranded by Choice. We got half of them with us. We got Sean and we got Levi. And they've got an album called Hell Roaring. And I got to tell you, man, if you don't have the album, and I suggest that you go see a show, buy it off the bandstand. The guys will come out, they'll sign it for you. And they're a nice bunch of guys, man. They might look like hell, but they're great guys. They look dangerous, you know, when they're up there with them. Long hair flowing, but heck, they're just nice fellers, you know. So you just wait till after the show or when they take a break and get them to sign your stuff.
Or for the out-of-town folks.
Yeah, that's exactly it, man.
You have the out-of-town folks go to Stranded by Choice Music.
Stranded by Choice Band.
Band.com.
Stranded by Choice Band.com. Then you got a Facebook page.
Yep. Yeah, we got one of those. We got an Instagram. We got a lot of stuff.
Holy cow. Oh, I'm getting.
Where's the fox?
I'm getting people that are texting me going, nice show. 5 out of 5 stars. They love the show. I'll tell you what, we love the show. This is probably one of the better shows that we've had.
I like it a lot.
And you people have hung in there all night. And these guys are awesome. And we're going to go a little bit over. Normally we try to do it an hour. We're gonna do it in more than an hour.
Yeah.
Because we're not
quitting.
Stay
awake.
Yeah. The sun might go down, but we're not going to quit.
Yep.
And next one up is Miss Merchant.
All right.
What's that about, Levi?
Do you really want to know?
No. Is that radio ready or?
I don't know.
The explanation. Now remember, your mom might be listening in here.
Oh no, I know she's listening.
Yeah.
Well, just listen. Yeah. It's about yeah. Everybody's got their fix.
Okay.
So.
All right, Miss Burchard. Here we go. Stranded by Choice. Merchant and Stranded by Choice, man. Hey, when's you guys' next show?
Rocking the Rivers.
Rocking the Rivers. That's the next one, huh?
Yeah, Stranded's next show. Mine's with you.
Well, yeah. We're playing Saturday night. But, I mean, after this, we don't even want to talk about that. I mean, I'm just saying. But Stranded by Choice, Rocking the Rivers. Are you guys August on the main 12th. Stage?
Nope, second stage.
Second stage.
August 12th, 4:30 to 5:15.
Big Timber? Where is that?
No,
it's Three Forks.
Three Forks.
Oh, Three Forks.
Two Tree Forks.
Two or Tree.
Tour tree.
Tour tree forks. Rocket Rivers. That's a big deal, man.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. We're going to be there for 4 days, I think.
So. Wow. Are you guys camping out?
Yep. Yes, we are.
That's that 4 o'clock show I could catch, right?
Yep.
All right.
You do
it's
know
a little bit more expensive than the other shows. You could catch us at midnight, but...
I'll take it.
You do
pay the extra.
You do know it's hot and dusty there, right?
Yeah. No, I got a camper with AC and everything.
Oh, so say
good.
No.
We're good to go.
Say
and
so.
Apparently you don't stay at your camper the whole time, I guess. No. There's...
You'd go insane.
And they have, I'm sure they have those misters, you know, you got the tents with the little...
Like what Sean said, no, you go and sing, you go on stage.
It could be like today, though. You may not need the misters.
Yeah.
All right, we got a push. We're doing Resisting by Stranded by Choice. You got anything to say about that, boy?
This is another song we don't play all the time. It's a good one. I like this one a lot.
Yeah.
And it's not too hard. No. Shut up. Yeah.
dissension in the house. Look out. All right, here we go. Resisting, Stranded by Choice. You're going to like it. I know you will. It's 8:15 here at the Music Ranch. We're about 15 over.
That's okay.
But I got to tell you, man, we have had a great time tonight with Stranded by Choice, with Sean and Levi. And I suggest you go to, you know, if you can't get to a show, damn it, get to a show and go buy their CD off the stage. And because they get to put the money in their pocket, for God's sakes. And they've got some great merch. And you can get there by going to strandedbychoiceband.com. Strandedbychoiceband.com. And go, you know, if you can't get to a show, go over to iTunes and spend the money. Buy the whole album, not one song. Buy the whole album, because that's, you know, songs grow on you. You know what I mean?
You've heard the enjoyment out of these songs. So
yeah,
it's true.
So what do you guys got to sum it up? I mean,
tonight?
Yeah. We got
good time. Shout out to Willie's Distillery.
Where's Willie's?
There's this Montana Honey Moonshine that I am definitely a huge fan of. And this is the first time I ever had this. I've had their bourbon before, and I've had their regular moonshine, but never had the honey moonshine. That's me tapping the bottle too, right there.
empty bottle.
empty bottle right there.
Willie's Distillery, Ennis, Montana. Yeah, great honey moonshine. Stuff. Yeah, good stuff. All right, man, I thank you guys for taking the time out of your busy day. And I know you guys are busy because, Levi, you're farming. Sean, you've been helping out, too, out at the farm
a little bit.
And, you know, I just appreciate you guys coming in. We always appreciate it. Would you take the time?
What's the last tune here?
This is the voice that only I hear.
This is the one with the other music video, so go.
You know, I think this song was written for me. You know, the voice only I hear.
It sounds like it was. It probably was written for you.
Yeah, it could be. All right, here we go. This is going to end it. Thank you guys again. And thank you, Greg Creasy, the rock star.
This is my fun time of the week.
Exactly, right. Man. We have a good time down here. And thank everybody for tuning in. If you're listening in from the Snag, thank you for tuning in to Music Ranch Radio and to Stranded by Choice and all the folks that have hung with us tonight. And don't forget, every Wednesday night, Independent Artist Spotlight.
Here we are.
With yours truly and Greg Rockstar Creasy.
See you later.
Yeah. Okay, here we go, man.
I believe the voice that only I hear tells me when to laugh and cry and feel fear. And I believe the voice that only I hear. And I don't even care that there's no one there. To me, surreal as anything. I am what I feel and what I feel. I believe the voice that only I hear. I am what I feel and what I feel. I believe the voice that only I hear. There's no one there, and I don't even care that they disappear. 'Cause what it says to me is as real as anything. I am what I feel and what I feel. I believe the voice that only I hear. I am. Yeah.
Radio. Red Lodge is renegade.